The federal government's cashless welfare card, Indue, was rolled out with the promise of helping Australians in need. It was described as an act of compassion. But some who are on the card report being spat on, verbally abused, and they say they live in fear. Now, Independent Senator Jackie Lambie looks set to support extending the trial to some new communities. That has shocked the community in Kalgoorlie in the West Australian goldfields, which is one of the existing trial sites for the card. Henry Zwartz has this story.
Michelle dreads going to a local supermarket in Kalgoorlie.
I've been labelled basically a drug addict, an alcoholic, or a gambler.
The mum of two who didn't want her surname used receives a welfare payment through the government's cashless welfare card to care for her two disabled children.
There was no one from the government or Centrelink, you need to be put on this card because all you're buying alcohol, all you're buying drugs, or your children are through DSP or something like that. We had no chance to prove that we could manage our finances and did not need to be on this card. We're not being chased by debt collectors. We pay our bills on time, but it's been an absolute nightmare proving to Indue that we do pay our bills. It's like being in a jail. There's nothing you can do about it. Nothing. It makes me just angry. I can't believe that they're doing this to people and forcing people on this card when they've done nothing wrong.
The card restricts one-fifth of the welfare payment to be withdrawn as cash to stop the misuse of payments on gambling and alcohol. Labor and the Greens oppose the national rollout of Indue. But despite opposition, it looks like the program will be expanded into the Northern Territory with the support of Tasmanian Senator Jackie Lambie giving the government the numbers it needs.
I don't have a problem with that. I believe both those places want to opt in to this card anyway.
Hard news to swallow for Kalgoorlie mum of four, Sandra.
It's depressing, to be quite honest. You really don't want to leave the house with the card. I've become, you know, a bit of a hermit. I don't really like to go out, use the card, and, you know, so it's having an effect on my mental health. The kids are noticing that, you know, I can't give them pocket money. And, you know, my daughter last year missed her school camp because I just didn't have the cash to be able to pay for it. So, I mean, it's affecting my family and my children. It's a really horrible system, especially when you're not on drugs or alcohol, you're constantly trying to prove you're innocent.
Anne Rustin, the Minister in charge of Social Services, was unavailable for an interview, but in a statement told PM, the grey cards were designed in consultation with local communities to, quote, have the look and feel of any other bank card to make sure welfare recipients cannot be readily identified as being on income support payments. Michelle says in Kalgoorlie, cash is still king, making life on Indue a daily struggle.
I have enough problem as it is, and I'm quite a capable person. They need to send more senators out to these small towns. It's all well and good that in Canberra they have a tap-and-go society and no cash. Does not work for smaller towns, regional towns. When Kalgoorlie can't even get enough doctors or an MRI machine here or even specialists to get our children treated that have special needs.
Michelle from Kalgoorlie speaking with our reporter Henry Zwartz.